You're listening to an opinion story on the audio version of The Tyee. Thanks for listening. The Tyee is a nonprofit newsroom that is funded by our audience. So if you appreciate this article and you'd like to help us do more, head on over to support.thetyee.ca and become a Tyee builder. You choose the amount to give, and you can cancel anytime.
What's Behind Alberta's School Book Ban Plan? By David Klimenhaga, May 28, 2025.
There's never a bad time for a scandal-ridden right-wing government like Alberta's United Conservative Party to try to gin up a moral panic over books with dirty pictures in school libraries. But with the province's Auditor General asking for and receiving permission from the Alberta Court of Appeal to act as an intervener in the lawsuit at the heart of a burgeoning corruption scandal, a measles epidemic running out of control in the province's conservative heartland while the government pretends nothing is happening, and other political calamities bedeviling the UCP, the discovery of some books with unsuitable pictures in school libraries had obvious utility. Education Minister Dimitrios Nikolades called a news conference Monday to break the news that there have been multiple books found in some school libraries across the province that show extremely graphic and age-inappropriate content. Yikes, the local media seemed to have thought, ensuring a good turnout at Nikolades' newser. While the minister was vague about the parents he said alerted him to the existence of the offending books, he cited four examples while hinting that there were many more. One has to wonder if social conservative activists have been scouring school libraries looking for things to be outraged about and were lucky enough to find a few. A few images from the four graphic novels named in the news release have been published on the government's website. So don't get caught going to alberta.ca on your work computer, even if you work for the Alberta government. A couple are pretty racy. Nevertheless, there's not enough in the examples published by the government to qualify for a full-blown culture war, if readers will forgive the expression. This is probably something that could have been handled with a private email to the school administrations. Nothing of the sort was done, of course. Edmonton and Calgary school trustees published a joint statement Monday pointing out that Nikolades' racy revelations were a complete surprise and expressing dismay at the minister's implication they do not follow established, rigorous processes to ensure that library resources are age-appropriate and relevant for students. But why let a crisis go to waste, even if it isn't much of a crisis, when you can use it for pre-election push polling on the public dime? Accordingly, Nikolades' announcement included a 13-question survey designed to elicit the opinions the government wants in favor of its planned policy. Including naughty pictures with a government survey is an interesting public engagement concept. One wonders if the government will pay the artists for the use of their copyrighted material. It's telling, one suspects, that most of the books mentioned in the news release had two SLGBTQIA+ themes. It seems like there is no coincidence that the government's announcement on library material specifically singled out two SLGBTQIA+ materials, Alberta Teachers Association President Jason Schilling said in a news release. Nikolades explained the survey as a public engagement to collect feedback on the creation of consistent standards to ensure the age appropriateness of materials available to students in school libraries. So, asked a reporter, there will be a province-wide ban on such books in school libraries? This is not a question of banning specific books or specific titles, but rather establishing clear policies and guidelines for all school divisions to follow, Nikolades said. Nevertheless, call it a ban or call it a policy, some books will certainly disappear from the shelves of school libraries. So what about the Bible? A smart-aleck journalist wondered. Suffice it to say, the Bible will remain in Alberta schools, Song of Solomon, Lot's Daughters, Frequent Smiting and all. Nikolades also insisted that two SLGBTQIA+ content would not be prohibited as a class of literature. If there was a book on astrophysics that had graphic sexual content, I would have the exact same concerns. Having grown up in the home of an astrophysicist, I can assure the minister that the belt of Orion remains tightly fastened, even if one of the stars in question is actually a sextuple. Public libraries that share space with schools will not be affected, the education minister promised, although Albertans shouldn't be too confident that public libraries won't be next if the UCP moral panic campaign manages to gain some traction. Public libraries are already under assault in Alberta and throughout North America, and efforts to defund them often seem to have two LGBTQIA+ rights issues at their heart. None of the reporters asked what role the disappearance of school librarians due to government underfunding of education played in this situation. However, the Alberta Teachers Association addressed that in its release. Due to decades of education underfunding, school libraries are rarely staffed by certificated professional librarians or, preferably, teacher librarians, who can help identify and develop guiding principles for the selection of appropriate materials, the Teachers Association said. The association urged the government to engage in meaningful and broad consultation with librarians, teachers, students, and families, including those from two LGBTQIA+ communities, and provide targeted and stable funding to restore teacher librarians in Alberta schools. The Canadian Union of Public Employees, which represents school support workers who recently struck several school districts before reaching a satisfactory settlement, took a harsher line. Instead of waging dubious culture wars to distract from the underfunding of education, COOP Local 3550 President Mandy Lamoureux told the Canadian Press, the government should talk to parents, who will tell them book censorship does nothing to solve the real issues students face. Meanwhile, on Friday, Alberta Auditor General Doug Wiley sought and got approval from the Alberta Court of Appeal to act as an intervener in the wrongful dismissal lawsuit brought by former Alberta Health Services CEO Athana Mentzelopoulos, in which she alleges managers were pressured to accept dodgy contracts by senior government officials. The court said participation by the Auditor General will be limited to two specific issues. Still, whatever they are, this cannot be good news for the government if only because it keeps the roiling issue before the public. At the same time, the spread of measles in Alberta is clearly out of control while the government of Premier Danielle Smith, a longtime vaccine skeptic and enthusiast for quack medical treatments, does little to stop the spread. As of Monday, reported cases of the highly infectious disease in Alberta since early March had surpassed 600. In the United States, itself no paragon of public health delivery, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention last reported on Friday that there had been 1,046 reported cases in the entire country of 340 million souls. The outbreak is so severe in Alberta Health Services South Zone, where there have now been 452 cases reported, that AHS issued a public statement warning that anyone in the South Zone who was born in or after 1970 and has fewer than two documented doses of measles-containing vaccine is at risk for developing measles. Alberta Friends of Medicare Executive Director Chris Galloway said Monday that this should be an all-hands-on-deck situation. Where is the Interim Chief Medical Officer of Health? Where is the Minister? Why aren't Albertans hearing from them? Read more, Health, Education, Alberta, Gender Plus Sexuality.
Thanks for stopping by the TAI today. Anytime you're in the mood to listen to important stories written well, we'll be here. And if you'd like to keep independent media going strong, head over to thetai.ca and click on the Support Us button to pitch in. Finally, big thank you to all of our TAI builders who made this story possible.